Good morning, Mrs. Mueller.
Good morning.
Wow, I'm honored that you would take some time to come in this morning before school. I'll try not to make you late. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
And you brought your troops with you. I don't have their microphone on, but go ahead and introduce your posse.
So I've got my daughter, Cora. She's in fourth grade, and my son, Maverick, he's in second grade.
And they will be going to Beetle Elementary this morning, just like you.
Just like me. They've got wonderful teachers there.
How emotional was it for you last night when you were announced Teacher of the Year? It was a surprise, huh?
Yeah, I was completely shocked, not expecting it at all. Feel very humbled. Such an honor. Such an honor.
And your husband was there with you. Tell us about your whole family.
So my sister-in-law is actually part of the school board, Jacqueline Mueller. So her and her husband got to be there last night. So it was a fun surprise for them too. And all the Beetle teachers were there. And that was fantastic to have that crew there. And yeah, it was really fun.
And you were not prepared with a speech because you had no idea. So what did you say?
I can't even remember. I was not prepared at all. It was a complete surprise. So that was really, really great.
Now, you're not a Yankton native. You came from the hills, right?
Yes, I was originally raised in Deadwood, and my dad still lives out there, and my mom, and it's a great area. Never thought I'd stay in Yankton, but came here and loved it, and here I am.
So what was the reason for landing in Yankton? How did that all come about?
So I went to school at USD, and then I met my husband here, and here we are.
And that's why Maverick has on a Yote sweatshirt this morning.
Yes.
Which he's pretty proud of, it looks like, right now. Yeah,
he's repping
over there. So Yankton is now home, and how long has it been?
So I have been here since 2008.
At what point in your life did you say, teacher, I want to be a teacher?
I would say I kind of fell into it. I had originally gone to school for occupational therapy and then just kind of loved my experience when I was in the school and thought I'd give that a try. And it's been an amazing career.
Well, not only do you have the endorsement of the Yankton School District and this great award, you have what I consider to be an even greater endorsement in my bride, my wife, Leslie, who you work with. She said, Tiffany is awesome. So that's got to fill your heart a little.
Yes, that makes me feel really good. She's an amazing educator.
When you go home at the end of the day and you say that was a good day, what has to happen for it to be a good day in teaching? What happens on those days?
Only in teaching can you, I mean, I can't even describe it. The funny things that happen every day and those little moments with the kids where it's the aha moments and they get it. It's just a really special, it's a special job. They make me laugh all the time and I'm just so happy to get to be a little part of their journey.
How old are the kids now? Like if you go back to your first year, how old would those students be now and what's it like to run into them?
So they're graduated.
Yikes.
It's pretty crazy. It really makes you feel like, oh my gosh, I've been here quite a while. It doesn't feel that long, but yeah, it's pretty cool to see them growing up and on their own career paths, and it's amazing.
You seem like a really humble person, so this might not be your favorite question to answer, but what are your strengths? What is your Teacher of the Year? So you're doing something right, Tiffany. What do you consider your strengths in the classroom to be?
I think I have a great team. So yeah, I've been very fortunate to work with many wonderful people. You know, the past 2 years I got to be our literacy coach, and I really got to get in all four of the elementary buildings, and we have amazing teachers.
What's it mean to you to get this honor that everybody said, hey, Tiffany, we think you're the tops? What does that mean to you?
It means the world. It just, I'm still shocked, like I said, and it just feels amazing that, you know, your peers thought that you were worthy of this.
You're going to get a lot of attention at school today and the rest of this week and for quite some time. How are you going to handle that?
I'm really excited to see my kiddos today. It'll be fun. I'm sure they'll be super excited.
All right. Final question. I was going to ask you, what would you say to a new teacher that's just coming in to their career? What would your advice be? But let me phrase it this way. You get a time machine and you, present day Tiffany Mueller, can go back and talk to first year Tiffany Mueller. What would you tell yourself? What advice would you give yourself from what you've learned in teaching?
Give yourself grace. I think sometimes we're all way too hard on ourselves. And, you know, as a teacher, I feel like you pour your heart and soul into it and you go home at night and think about decisions that you made or what happened during the day. And as long as you're doing your best, it's okay.
Well said. Well, it appears to me they made a great choice. Congratulations to you and your family and everybody in your classroom and everybody that gets to work with you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for making this work. Now get to school on time so you're not late on your first day as teacher of the year. Thanks again.
Thank you.